A signal victory gained by trusting God. The opposing armies now stood face to face. It was a time of test and trial to those who served the Lord. Had every sin been confessed? Had Judah full confidence in God's power to deliver? From every human viewpoint, the vast host from Egypt would sweep everything before it. But in time of peace, Asa had not been giving himself to amusement and pleasure. He had been preparing for any emergency. He had an army trained for conflict. He had endeavored to lead his people to make peace with God. Now his faith did not weaken. Having sought the Lord in prosperity, the king could now rely on him in adversity. "It is nothing with thee to help," he pleaded, "whether with many, or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude." King Asa's faith was signally rewarded. The Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa, and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. They were destroyed before the Lord, and before his host. As the victorious armies were returning to Jerusalem, Azariah the son of Oded went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, "The Lord is with you, while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you, but if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Greatly encouraged, Asa soon led out in a second reformation. He put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Asa's long record of faithful service was marred by some mistakes. When, on one occasion, the king of Israel entered Judah and seized Ramah, a city only 5 miles from Jerusalem, Asa sought deliverance by an alliance with Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. This failure to trust God was sternly rebuked by Hanani the prophet, who appeared before Asa with the message, "Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. Thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." Instead of humbling himself before God, Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great, yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. The king died in the 41st year of his reign and was succeeded by Jehoshaphat, his son.